Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Are you different? Are you being tempted to fall into sin? Are you being tempted to watch TV shows that you know you should not watch? Hi, I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Are you compromising your Christian values, but you think no one will really know? Are you and your spouse starting to be less strict in what you watch? What are you teaching your children about integrity and making right choices? Have you thought about what compromises can do to your own marriage? Be careful. The enemy may be tempting you to fall into a trap. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, it says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness and faith and love and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." You and I need to stand up for the righteousness of God and for the standards of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are God's children, and we are being tempted every day to conform to the ways of this world. In Romans 12:2, it says, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Let me remind you what happened when you or maybe your family or loved ones watched the Super Bowl halftime. You watched nudity on your television in your own home. Rejoice Ministries was thrilled about so many ministries and men of God standing up for the righteousness of God. Did you write CBS or MTV or FCC to let them know how offended you were by the Super Bowl halftime? Did you tell them that you want the airwaves cleaned up? Remember, silence is considered approval to many. You and I need to get involved and say wrong is wrong and right is right. You and I do not want to compromise our standards or our faith. We want to watch television with our children and our grandchildren without worrying about what they're going to see or hear. The closer you walk to the edge of the world standards, you are walking away from your Lord God's guidelines in the Word of God. He's given each of us standards of purity and integrity. If we compromise now, our children will compromise when they shouldn't, and it will be passed on from one generation to another. Have you become insensitive to what people are saying or doing on radio or television or even at work? Choose to be different and be a lighthouse in this dark world. In Mark 4, verse 21, it says, "Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? For what is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and what is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." Are we being a lighthouse when we're supposed to be a lighthouse? Are you being different at work or at home or at church? I hope so. Our Lord Jesus Christ was different, and they crucified him. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Ask the Lord what you need to change in your own life and in your own marriage to be more like your Lord. Are you different? Are you being tempted to fall into sin? Are you compromising your Christian values, but you think no one will really know? Think about it and have a blessed day.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.